This week's assignment was to get a verse about a verse that compares the Christian life to a competitive sport, and then talk about the setbacks that it talks about in the verse. And here, Hebrews 12:1 says, "Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." It talks about sin is really easy. It's hard to get out of, hard to stay out of. It's really easy to get entangled in the net. And the devil is another place. It says the devil goes around like a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour.
I got Hebrews 12:1. "Therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us." And so one of the things it says we need to do is run with endurance. It's not really the ones who start out strong and fast who will finish the race, but it's those who are calm and steady all the way to the end who will win. And then some of the hindrances it mentions is, "Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us." And I think that means that we need to let go of any worldly thing that we value so much that it might hinder us in following Christ, and whether it's love for riches or any other worldly thing.
I got 1 Corinthians 9:24-27. "Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it. And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown. Therefore I run thus, not with uncertainty. Thus I fight, not as one who beats the air. But I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified." And it's saying that if we want to compete for the prize, if we want to be a Christian, we should be temperate in all things, and we should discipline our bodies and bring them into subjection. And I was thinking, if we indulge ourselves in the things of the world and just go off after everything our heart desires, then it's not a very good witness for those around us. And I think it chokes out our love for God.
I got here in 1 Corinthians 24:27. "Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but only one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may win. Everyone who competes in a game experiences self-control in all things. They then do it to receive a perishable wealth, but we an imperishable. Therefore run in such a way as not without aim. I box in such a way as not beating the air, but I discipline my body and make it a slave, so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified." And so we can just run this race of life, and we can just kind of get caught up in what we want to do, or just for our own interest, or we can run to win, and so that at the end of this life we won't be disqualified, but we can gain the prize.
I got Hebrews 12:1. "Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us. Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. And to excel in the competition, we need to run with endurance. And the hindrances is all the sin that so easily entangles us.
I guess I kind of ended up getting the same thing as Jaden and Arthur. 1 Corinthians 9, 24 through 27. Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but only one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may win. Everyone who competes in the games exercises self-control in all things. They then do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable. Therefore I run in such a way as not without aim. I box in such a way as not beating the air. But I discipline my body and make it my slave, so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified. He says, everyone who competes in the games exercises self-control in all things. And so we need to, like he says, self-control there. And then at the end he says, but I discipline my body and make it my slave, so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified. Instead of like following what our body feels like doing or all the time, that's a wrong path to go down. We need to take control and be in control. If we just feel like we're tired or we feel like being lazy for some reason, can't do that. You gotta take control of your body and just learn to use it as a slave. And that doesn't mean using your body like a slave doesn't mean like being real hard on your body. We need to take care of our body, but just make sure you're in control and do what you need to do.
In 1 Corinthians 9:25, Paul talks about an athlete preparing for competition. We are to prepare our mind to live what we preach others.
I got Hebrews 12:1. Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. And I like how it says laying aside the sin and focusing on Jesus, the author. Just gives a good example.